Welcome into the Did You Know Show. Trevor Grady here with Tassie Elkins. Tassie's first time on the Did You Know Show. Excited to have you here, Tassie.
Hi, Trevor.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you kick us off with your fact. What do you have for us?
Did you know that Queen Elizabeth had a longtime body double?
I did not know that.
Yes. Her name was Ella Slack. They didn't look alike. They were just the same height and build. But she had doubled for the Queen more than 50 times over 3 decades.
Wow.
She worked in the events department. So most events they went to, the royal family went to, there was a lot of menial sitting and waiting, and they had to make sure that they had the camera lined up for the Queen and everything all ahead of time. So she kind of did all of that to save the Queen.
Wow, that's
so
great. And they didn't even look alike, but like just the size was right enough to kind of.
Yeah, they were just the same size, same build. And the funny thing is, Ella Slack was her name. She was never paid for this.
Oh, wow.
She just considered it her role doing this was a pleasure and an honor, she said.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's
good
pretty
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you have, Trevor?
All right, my first thing I've got here is kind of a throwaway one, but one that I definitely did not know. So did you know that lemons float in water, but limes sink in water?
I did not know that.
I never knew that either. And it says because limes are denser than lemons, they drop to the bottom of a glass of water while lemons will float to the top.
Huh.
Which is just kind of crazy, stupid, but it's like just one of those things.
That's pretty cool.
Now you always know lemons are the one that float at the top, the yellow floats, and the green limes sink to the bottom.
There we go. Now we know.
Yeah. And I think you have a part two about this one.
I do have a part two. Once you start looking about the Queen, there's so much to learn from. And she's just so fascinating. But the real reason, there's a real reason why the Queen always carried a handbag. And she had over 200 of them.
Oh, wow.
But she was always fashionable, of course, but she used her handbag to communicate with her staff.
Mm.
So if everything was okay, she just carried it on her left arm. Should she need to wrap up a conversation, she'd just move it over to her right arm, very gracefully, of course. If she needed to get saved from a bad situation, she would just set it on the floor. And somebody would just come in, kind of sweep her away.
Save the day.
Yeah, right. Just kind of save the day. And this just allowed her to communicate with her staff without ever being rude or saying, I need to go.
Right.
Just those very graceful moves, and everything was taken care of.
Wow. So if you're out there listening and you ever had a conversation with the Queen and she switched her handbag from left to right, she was not enjoying the conversation.
That's right. She was dead.
That's really crazy. That's a cool one that I certainly did not know. All right. And then here's the last one I've got for today. So do you ever wonder why your fingers get all wrinkly and pruny when you're like in water for too long, or in the shower for too long, the pool for too long?
Yeah.
So the reason for that, according to some studies, is it's caused by blood vessels below the skin that constrict and kind of make your fingers look that way. And the reason they do that is actually your body like super quickly adapting to being in water and allowing your hands to have better grip on wet objects.
Oh, very well,
so it's
yeah.
kind of like, I don't know how like over time – animals and humans evolve and things change in your body, but like super quickly, if you're just underwater for a long enough time, those blood vessels constrict and allow you to grip onto to wet objects better.
That makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense. Very cool.
Craziness. I did not know that. I did not know those two facts about the Queen either. Mm-hmm. So a pretty fun show today on the Did You Know Show. We appreciate you coming in, Tassie.
Of course. Thank you, Trevor.
All righty. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. on the Did You Know Show.